You first have to pass through a heavily padlocked outer security gate with barbed wire and an armed guard standing by. Then you come to the second gate with more barbed wire and padlocks, this one fiercely defended by a guard dog. It wasn't always this way at Ali Hassan's house. A long-standing human rights campaigner, Ali says he's always accepted a certain level of threat in his life and didn't bother with much in the way of personal protection. But in the last couple of years, Pakistan has seen a relentless series of political assassinations and bombings. So Ali installed all this extra security. He says it's reached the point now where he finds himself even watching out for what he says.
A few years ago, if I was walking down the street and I was expressing an irreverent opinion, I would do it with great ease. I would not consider who was standing next to me. Now, what I say or do may endanger my family. There is in Pakistan an increasing level of bigotry and of vigilantism.
Given that, how possible is it to hold a free and fair election as this one is supposed to be?
The election is not free and fair. The election is highly compromised, but we have to carry on with it because it is really the only option.
I heard even less enthusiasm about the election from Bushra and Aon. It said something that they would only speak to me inside someone's home. Meeting in public was out of the question. That's because Aon is a Shia Muslim and Bushra comes from the minority Muslim sect, the Ahmadis. Both these communities have been the target of sectarian killings in recent years, and Pakistan's forthcoming election elicits no hope that their situation will improve.
I won't be voting. I just feel like it doesn't matter who comes into power because nothing is going to change for my community. Unless you felt that you or your loved ones are directly threatened, you really don't know what terror feels like. It just takes root in your gut. I really do want to leave this country. I don't feel I have a stake in hell.
Aon, how about you? You're a Shia Muslim. You too feel that there's no future for you in this country?
Actually, I don't know where this country will go. The elections are at the end of the week. We all need to vote. But I am actually, for the first time in my life, thinking about leaving Pakistan. The events of last year, when there were two bomb blasts in Quetta, the only people there were Shias. So I feel horrible about leaving this country, but I really don't foresee anything that will make me stay here.
It really isn't looking great right now. There are still a few days to go until Pakistan's election, but already dozens of people have been killed here in bombings and shootings, parliamentary candidates, party activists, ordinary voters. The Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for many of these attacks. Indeed, the Taliban has explicitly threatened three of the main political parties, saying that they and their supporters will be targeted.
The initiative is with the Pakistani Taliban. It is they who decide whom to hit and where to hit.
Hassan Askari Rizvi is a security analyst who has in the past been invited to lecture Pakistan's police and armed forces. Right now, though, he doesn't much rate their chance of ensuring this election goes ahead in a proper democratic manner.
The government of Pakistan and the military are making arrangements to protect polling stations on the polling day. However, the Taliban move from one area to another. Some of them would cross over to Afghanistan. And from there, they send their people, engage in violent activities and return to Afghanistan. Therefore, for day-to-day violence in the run-up to the polling day, the police, paramilitary forces appear very helpless.
And yet there's no mistaking the sheer excitement that many people here do feel about the election. I dropped in on a televised debate between party representatives, both panelists and the audience clearly enjoying the cut and thrust of political discussion.
No party in Pakistan responded.
I managed to speak with one of the politicians appearing here, Syed Mustafa Kamal of the MQM party. In a small room away from the main stage, I asked him what it was like to go out campaigning in the midst of such sustained violence.
Well, it's not scaring my party, definitely. We know what are the challenges from the militants and extremists. These threats had always been there, but we are participating in the election.
You are remarkably sanguine for someone who's
come under attack. Your members have been killed out campaigning.
Because we do not surrender in front of those French minority. There's a competition between bombs and ballot. So we're going to prove that ballot's powers are, you know, much more higher. What I'm saying that we are not scared.
Kamal didn't know quite how pointed his words would be. Just after we were speaking, two bombs went off at his MQM party headquarters in Karachi. Three people were killed, 30 injured. It is very easy here to just give up, to feel that there's no sign of proper functioning democracy. But if you want to feel some optimism, there is an old South Asian solution at hand in Lahore. You go and get a cup of tea. The Pakistan Tea House is something of a Lahore institution, a 75-year-old cafe frequented by the city's writers and other intellectuals. And they're a fiery lot, clearly not too pleased to have a foreign journalist come in and cast aspersions on the quality of Pakistan's democracy. I talked there to the poet Kamran Nashet and the novelist Neelam Bashir. First, she insisted that free speech was alive and well in Pakistan.
Religious fanaticism has definitely increased, but as writers and as committed people, if there's a chance, I say it. If somebody's asking me, like you're asking me, I will say it.
But you have a situation where political parties are scared to campaign because they're worried about being attacked. Some of them have been attacked. Some people have been killed just for going to political rallies.
Nobody needs to bother about the killings in Pakistan. It's an internal problem. You don't need to get bothered about that. If I am of a strong view, I should be ready to give my life for the same.
But that's not how elections are supposed to work, with people giving their lives.
These killings will have no effect on the elections. A new era of democracy is going to be started, positive for our country.